This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So we've gotten a fair amount of reaction to last week's appearance of Dr. Jeffrey Meldrum on the Paracast, Chris.
Oh, God.
And we had one poster who has been deleted because he just got a little bit beside himself or herself. And we want to have people have a fair an honest discussion on the Paracast forums, but sometimes they just go over the edge.
Did I come across like a giggly schoolgirl? I mean, to me, that was so over the top for him to say that.
Well,
I mean, I was excited to get Jeffrey on the show. He doesn't do very many radio shows, hardly any.
Well, you know what? That comment actually disappeared from the forum because what we did is I marked the poster is a spammer because of the nature of the posts that were getting real insulting. And when we mark someone as a spammer in our forums, all the posts they made disappear. So everything they said about you is history. But the point here is that Dr. Meldrum obviously is a rare commodity, having an academic involved in these subjects, and he has his limits, and he will not go into the paranormal realm at all. We mentioned this on After the Paracast this past weekend, that that's a place he doesn't go to. He speaks of Bigfoot as a physical creature with physical abilities, a lost branch of hominid or something, and that's perfectly fine. But sometimes they do some weird stuff, as Chris mentioned. So if you want to know more about it and you haven't listened to After the Paracast, this is the time, and this is the time to join the Paracast Plus. Check out plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com to learn about what we offer, the commercial-free version of this show, the After the Paracast podcast, and a lot of other really good stuff. So this is a great time to take advantage of it. Chris, you've lined up a really special guest once again this week. You're on a roll. Tell us more.
Well, Cynthia is an old friend of mine, Cynthia and Charles Button. They were originally from the Sedona area, is where I originally met them. It's been about 10 years, I think, since we met. You know, they turned me on to the Sacred White Buffalo herd. They were very close with the prior custodians of the herd. I've been very fascinated with Native American prophecy for years, and this particular aspect of Native prophecy is very compelling to me. And I wanted to get Cynthia on the show for a while, and we finally got a chance to kind of carve out some time from her busy schedule. Cynthia's quite a talented lady. She's an intuitive. She's got natural intuitive abilities and has received training to maximize her intuitive abilities and her potential. She's also done quite a bit of work and has been very closely aligned with Native American traditions, and we're going to talk about that and prophecy and the white buffalo and what some people are calling end times with the election of Donald Trump. A lot of people think, oh, this is it. We'll see how all these things play out, but it'll be very interesting to have a nice fresh perspective, and you'll change the pace here at the Paracast this week. And Cynthia, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for making time to be on.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we're looking forward to speaking with you about prophecy and about the buffalo. And we've had Artie Six Killer Clark on, who is a folklorist. She's a PhD from Montana, and she's been going around collecting stories of Native American encounters with unusual lights, unusual beings, star people, that sort of thing. She's been on the show a couple, three times, and she says it's her favorite show to do. So hopefully you'll leave, you know, your guest appearance feeling the same way. Anyway, welcome to the show. Why don't you first start out and kind of give our listeners a little background on your very interesting, you know, history. And you've had a very, very amazing life and had some quite unusual experiences. And I think it bears repeating that you do have some abilities that most people don't have. And also you've looked and been trained how to maximize those abilities. So why don't you give our listeners kind of a history?
Yes. Well, I was born in the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania area to a Native father and to a woman from Wales. And I was born blind the first 4 years of my life. But I didn't know I was blind. I was born into the light. The light was always too bright, and I could never see. So I didn't have the darkness. I had the bright light. I had a lot of different animals, and the gift that was given to me, which I didn't know I had until my training, was if I could touch an animal or touch a person, I could see through their eyes and see what they see. But, of course, I didn't understand that other than my dad noticed that when I was with animals and I could touch them, that I was walking straight lines and I was communicating in a different way, or if I had somebody's arms, I could touch their body and I could just be as normal as anybody. So then my dad didn't really worry about me because he knew I had a way of getting around in communications. And what I had learned is the different eyes of animals. And so horses don't see directly in front of them. If you touch certain birds, they have certain angles in their eyes, and they have all these different things. So I was born not seeing the three-dimensional world. I was born to see all dimensions of the world because one eye lived in a different dimensional reality. Still does to this day. The other eye has come into the third dimension. At the age of 4, I found my first missing person because I knew the mountains very well. I knew the hills very well. I could hear sounds 75-mile distance, just like the wolves. I could understand nature in a normal way that the animals did. They used to call my dad because he was a tracker, and he also worked for Barnum and Brothers Circuses. We took care of animals. Family history. My great-great-great-grandfather was Sitting Bull, and cousins to, through marriage, both to Crazy Horse and also to Buffalo Bill. And so as far as the Wild West and animals and all that stuff, I was brought up with elephants, giraffes, all kinds of different animals. So I got to see the world in a different perspective. Then one day, a family member, because of high prejudice back then, some people came from India, and they couldn't stay in hotels, and they couldn't stay in different areas because of the color of their skin or whatever it was at that time. But fortunately, we got to have these people stay with us because my dad didn't hold that line, and it was the son of Gandhi. And he said to my dad, he goes, I noticed that your daughter holds up. You know, an animal when she walks, but when she doesn't walk, she has a problem, like she'll walk into a wall. And my dad said, well, she sees differently. And he says, well, there's something else going on with her. She's like, when light hits her eyes, she puts her hands over her eyes instead of normal blindness. And he said, well, we're not quite sure. He said, could I work with her? And he says, well, you have to ask her, you know, it's up to her. So he started talking to me, and to get down to the whole thing was he taught me how to meditate and do mantras, and actually him and his wife and his people, because you're not allowed to talk to the hierarchies of that at that time period. You always, a woman always went through a woman to talk to them. It was this traditional. But he was always nice because I was a child. So he taught me all kinds of different mantras. And one time we went to India, and I went into the temples, and all I remember was hot and heat, and the candles were lit. And I sat down, making this a very short version of it, for about 6 weeks, learned how to do different things. He said he was going to take me up out of my body, and I would see a man, and he's going to turn me around and put me back into my body.
Cynthia, let's make that a cliffhanger, shall we? And then we'll go to our next segment and have you continue the story. That work?
Yes.
Okay. This is going to be something else of an episode of the PowerCast, very unlike what we've done in the past. That's pretty clear. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We're talking to Cynthia Hart Button, who is a fascinating character with a fascinating life story. And all I'm going to do is just let her roll and see what happens next. Go ahead.
Okay, so he had taken me out of my body. We did a meditation, and there were all these people doing different sounds, Om Dhyana Yadya, Om Yama, Moya, and the whole room, and the candles were lit, and the next thing I know, I was, like, shaking. My body was shaking. Next thing I know, I remember being out of my body, seeing a Buddha man turned around and looked at all four corners, and the next thing I know, I came back into my bodies and opened my bodies. When I mean bodies, there's a lot of bodies to come through. I saw my father, opened my eyes and saw my father for the first time in a three-dimensional world. Now, the other eye, the left eye, never developed a particular ability, but it does see shapes and objects. So in that, I still went back home, and I was able to go into more public school. But instead, they put me in Lilydale medium schools because I wasn't like normal kids. I would just blare out things and say, you know, you better get home to your husband. There's going to be an accident. There's all kinds of stuff just coming out of me. And they didn't want me to get burned to the stake, so they decided not to put me in public school. Back then, you know, they still had KK and all these crazy things around where my dad was, and just a lot of crazy stuff back into the 50s and 60s, which is all many stories. But the story that leads to the buffalo is one day I was in the field, and there was a buffalo calf, and I had walked over to it and started petting. I have no idea what wild animals were. Deers, everything came to me. So I walked up to this calf and sat down and started petting it. And when I started petting it, I was having flashes of white buffaloes, brown buffaloes, black buffaloes. I was seeing death and killing and murders. And then all of a sudden, a woman came to me and she said, prepare yourself to learn more about buffaloes. And I said, no, I'm going to prepare myself to look for wolves and horses. That's more my speed. And she said, the time will come. And then she was gone. And I never thought about it until 1988 when my father died. And my father said to me in his deathbed of cancer, lung cancer, he gave all of us children and the grandchildren all messages. And mine was, prepare yourself. And all these animals that you have learned, the one that you're going to have to protect the most is the white buffalo. And I looked at my dad, and I didn't want to be disrespectful, but at that time there was no such thing as a white buffalo. So I thought he was with the spirit animals, and he was just talking hypothetically. So he says, you must see the white cloud, return towards the red cloud, and you will see the looking horse, and you must return the prayer pipes, and you must find your path through the white buffalo. And he said, you will have to protect them. Well, never thought much about it, and then a severe accident happened to me where I was in a coma for 9 days and paralyzed and had 144 bones broken and had to learn a new route because I was heading into corporate world, and I kind of made a U-turn and became a cowgirl again. Through climbing Mount McKinley and doing many other facets, I started having supervisions. And the higher the mountain got, and I'm sure it was because of altitude, the more visions I would have. And I met different saints and different spirits on the mountain. And then finally, it was time for the path. And they said, you must seek out black elk. And I didn't know what a black elk, I thought they meant an animal black elk. Well, when I went to the reservation to return the prayer pipes and my dad's stuff that was Native American to that, I couldn't find anybody. I was rejected. But of course I came in a halter top and cut off jeans and long hair with rainbows. And so I probably didn't come in the best way I should have. And so I was kind of rejected. So I went through other tribes, then started learning the ways of the tribes and the Navajos, the Hopis. One of my favorite is the Hopi. I was adopted Hopi with the Palaka, Anita Palaka and James Palaka. I think, Chris, you met them. Also, I was adopted Ute. So I just started to become a res kid, learning the ways of animals and horses and learning about the people, not realizing who I was, not realizing that I was part Native, nothing. I just thought these were really cool people, and I wanted to learn all these ways. Every time I went to a reservation, something new. But in the Hopi, there's the story of the corn grandmother, and of course, there's the legend of their white buffalo. And they talk about the coming times of disaster and change. as I started roaming up to Washington and hanging with a lot of different great leaders of different nations, Sun Bear was one of my favorites. He started talking about the white buffaloes and the wolves and started telling his story. Of course, then I ran into Lakotas and they talk about the white buffalo cattlemen. Then I ran into a guy in Mount Shasta who talked about Kuan Yin. I was starting to learn about all the different prophecies, not realizing the prophecies. And the Dalai Lama came in, and then all of a sudden, the teacher of the Dalai Lama comes, and they start telling their prophecies. And life started to get very fast, and miracles, not only miracles were happening.
Give us a time frame. Where are we at now? How long ago?
We went from the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s with all the training of animals and my dad and that life. And in 88, he died. And that's when my life changed dramatically. I lost my security with him. I lost my life force because he was the one I always came to. And so my life, I think that's what led to the accident. A drunken driver hit my girlfriend and I head on, and I was paralyzed, and this whole life spin changed me out of corporate world and corporate businesses and dancing and music and arts and all that kind of stuff, turned me to the West and pointed me towards the Lakota Nation areas. And
that's about when I came out west, too.
Yeah, that's what I thought, because, well, I ended up, I don't know if you remember Michael Big Bear, he came to me, and I had this ability. I worked with Dr. Houston on contact healing, and one of the gifts in my training as a psychic, I could see in the body and tell you what was wrong with your body. I was having UFO encounters in Sedona, because I moved to Sedona, not knowing what Sedona was or who or anything back in that time period. And between the 70s and the 96, there was a lot of activity of UFO. I'm sure you had some stuff. Especially in Boynton Canyon and, you know, in Sycamore Canyon. And, well, a lot of the canyons had, Jerome.
The Bradshaw Ranch.
Yeah, the Bradshaw Ranch is who I worked for. And I was a cowgirl there, and I had a lot of encounters out there. Scared the bejesus out of me, and I wouldn't talk about it for 10 years because I was petrified from it. To go back to the whole story is I ended up going, I ran into Black Elk, and Black Elk became my teacher, and Leonard Kodog, and White Bear, and I don't know if you remember Hollis Little Creek, and all these great medicine people ended up in Sedona, either visiting or staying or working with the Hopis and just doing this thing. And I was attracted to this energy that was happening with Larry Jensen and Michael Big Bear. They were doing firewalk.
Let's explain all this and what this all means in our next segment, because we're getting into a lot of different areas that really we'd like to talk more about, okay? We have Cynthia Hartbutt with Gene and Chris. You're in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I comped Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Cynthia, I just wanted to kind of focus on a few things here because you're giving us a lot of details about your life. And it's just coming by, and we want to focus a little bit on each thing here because there's a lot of interesting tales here. So we understand when you were a child, you didn't see like regular people, but then you could. You were then in an accident later on where you became paralyzed. Is that what your condition is now or what?
No, it was the paralyzation and the turning point of me where I started, my psychic really opened up wide. You know, I started to be able to read people, see through people. My ability to see through the eyes of people basically just let me see the world and how people's brains work and how their concepts of how they see the world. But the second thing that happened to me was now was able to now see into the body and tell people what was going on, but I didn't have the training to know what was going on. So I ended up going to a little bit of med school. Then I kind of went to law school. I went to a lot of different colleges to try to figure out my development and how to develop myself to understand the pancreas, the solidifies the juices through the dietary. You know, I just went to med school to learn the body, the anatomy, and what the functions were. I didn't care about any of the other stuff because I went into natural medicines. To me, they were a little bit more better than what was out there at that time. In that development, what was happening, I was hanging with the Hopis. And the Hopis have all different dances, and they have different rituals, which enhances your abilities. So they saw that in me, and they started helping me develop my psychic awarenesses of my of health. And I ended up being a medicine woman up there. When I went to the Ute Reservation, they helped me develop other parts of my psyche. And as I was going on all these different vision quests, which I didn't realize when I went to every reservation, I was learning something more to develop me. So that's kind of why I was telling you so many stories. When I went to India, I learned how to calm myself down and come into that sacred space and become very zen and learn that I can turn my mind off and don't worry about what other people think or how people care. Just be true to yourself. And what came out of all that were the five principles of life, how to love, honor, respect, integrity, and truth to myself. And when I come into those spaces of those five different principles, it unlocks my heart and it opens me into inner peace. And that's what this whole journey, it led me to the white buffaloes. Once I hit the white, that inner peace, the white buffaloes walked into my life. Today, that's what I'm doing. And I met Jim and Dina right before 2000. And he, when I went to the property, he says to me, "What took you so long?" And I'm sitting here going, "What? I was on a vision quest. I've been on a vision quest since this accident." I said, "I didn't know I was supposed to come here." He says, "The important thing, you did come here." He said, "What have you learned in this last year?" This is Jim telling me. I said, "Well, I went up and lived with the pack of wolves in Washington. I met this woman, spiritual woman up there, and she told me that I need to come down here and protect a bunch of white buffaloes, but not quite sure how to do that." And he says, "Well, I think you should. I saw your sign out there saying white buffalo." So I thought, "Well, I'll come here and ask you that question because you got a sign called white buffalo." And he takes me out there. He says, "You know, your father told me you were coming." And I looked at him real funny. I go, "You knew my dad?" And he says, "Well, everybody knew Yuri. He's Yuri White Buffalo." I says, "Well, that wasn't his name. His name's Yuri Gus." He says, "Oh, that's his American name, but his native name was Uriah White Buffalo." And I went, "Oh," because he's Humbaba. And of course, that went right over my head. I had no clue what he was talking about. And then Jim focused me in, and I set eyes on this beautiful white buffalo named Miracle Moon, who just passed this year. And then she had two daughters and a son. The son's name's Arizona. Little Arizona comes running in and flops on my lap, and Jim goes, "God, no buffaloes do that." And he just snuggled me and started licking me, and it was love at first sight. And Arizona, of course, has passed on. We have all his sons, too. And I never left the ranch. Look,
we're getting ahead of ourselves here a little bit. Jim and Dina were the they had a buffalo ranch in South Dakota. And in 1998, they went out and found a brand new, you know, freshly born Snow White baby buffalo on the ground, and they ended up moving to Arizona, and that's where Cynthia.
They went to Wyoming. They went to South Dakota, and that's where Miracle Moon was born. Then he moved to Wyoming. He kind of moved over. He had a heart attack, and they wanted him to come out of the high altitude. Well, then she had Miracle had. They got Willy Wonka and Miracle had two more children, Rainbow Spirit and Peace Pilgrim. And then Jim just couldn't handle the climate, and Dina's family was from Arizona. And so they decided to move down to Flagstaff, where the Grand Canyon is. And that's where Arizona was born. That's how he got his name.
Right.
And I met him.
They moved to a ranch that had no water and was at above 8,000 feet. And routinely you could see 20 feet of snow there. Probably the worst place in the world to have a buffalo ranch.
I totally agree, because there were times where the snow was over top of the building, and we'd have to take a huge tractor and dig the buffaloes out, and that's when Jim said, "I think I want to move to Oregon, back to my family, and get out of this weather." In
right.
the process
before,
of that,
before he could do that, he died of a massive heart attack.
Yeah, he died in their arms. He died in Dina's arms. But the sad part about it was he was hoping to see his daughters and move there. So even though when he died in Arizona, we fulfilled his prophecy. And his prophecy was if he could get the buffaloes over to Oregon and get into the coastlines as close as we can, that he felt world peace would begin. Because he felt that these buffaloes needed to get on the Oregonian Trail. There was something magical. Well, when I researched it in 1983, there was a buffalo born there. It was 5,000 pounds. And I guess buffaloes were up there, so Jim must have had some insight. But we finally got the buffaloes up to Oregon, and that, and then Dina's family tragedy kept happening to her. Her father died, her son died. So she moved on, and the herd was given to us before we moved into a 501c3 for protection and trust and everything. And that's when my job began, because Dina just couldn't go any further. She
right.
Was just
well, she was getting on in years, and I mean, it's not easy to have a herd of wild animals that you have to take care of and make sure that they, you know, have enough food and enough water. But let's first, before we start talking about the herd now and you know, aspects, the ins and outs of how you know, got to be custodians of the herd, let's talk about the importance of the white buffalo in Native American prophecy and in their spirit tradition, and the importance of white animals to, you know, we're seeing more and more white animals. I just saw yesterday online a very interesting little clip of a white orca, which I think is the first time one's ever been spotted. We're
yeah.
seeing white deer. We're seeing white elk. We're seeing white, I think, a white wolf. These are portents in Native American tradition. And when we come back from our break, let's go ahead and look at the importance of these animals, and then how the white buffalo are especially important here in North America, and then we can take it from there, and then kind of prognosticate and find out where we're going with all this.
Okay, sounds good.
This is going to be really a fascinating session. It's a area of discovery because I'm really out of my league here. I'm learning as we go along and trying to figure it out. Cynthia Hartbutton joins us, Gene and Chris. She's taking pity on me, I think. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
You see, some people said of Gene Steinberg, he's got to be a professor. I remember the mailman back in Brooklyn, New York. I was living in the East Flatbush section of Brooklyn. And he'd say to me, you're going to be a professor. And I said, finally, yeah. A professor of ignorance. So I'm really out of my element with our guest today, Cynthia Hartbutton on the Paracast. And Chris asked you a question. I can only sit back and listen and learn. Go ahead.
I'm honored. I'm really honored.
What is the importance of the white animal or spirit animal in the native tradition, at least in this side of the equation over here?
What I've asked about 500 nations, that's all I've gotten to. It seems like and 13 of these nations really have the major stories. The Hopis and Alaska has a story. Hawaii has a story. The Navajos have a story. The Hopi, of course, the Lakota's most famous one is the story of the white buffalo calf woman and that she came to take care of her people and gave 7 sacred bundles to them. I'm doing a very short version of it. But what she said, and this is where it started, I started listening very clearly, is there will be the return. And I went, okay, I want to learn more about this return. What do you mean they're returning? Because all of a sudden there's four of them in my face. And I'm like, what are they returning for? What, how can I help them? Am I supposed to, was for preservation? Am I supposed to take them to the people and the native tribes? What am I supposed to do with these four little adorable buffaloes that all of a sudden went from 4 to 11? And when we moved them, we had 11. So I knew something major was happening, and then finally I started talking to the grandmothers and the 13 grandmothers and just anybody that would even talk to me, and they said that the white buffaloes represent not only peace and prayer, it's a place for that the human's time is to come into their peace. And, you know, of course, mine was through the five principles of life, and everybody's peace is different. Some people have peace through hard knocks, or all kinds of things happen. But they said it's a time of change, severe change, that the earth is not happy with us, that its resources are getting weak, and that things have to be purified. It's a time of warning that something major is going to happen. I kept thinking, well, I always thought when they said the white buffalo would return, I thought it would be one white buffalo, not 21 white buffaloes. So I started asking more and more elders, and they said, well, your job is to protect them and to try to see if they can stay on the plains or if they're going to leave, and try to get as much communication with them and find out what the stories are. Well, not only did I find the buffaloes have a Native American flair, they also have an Egyptian flair. They also have a Welsh and Irish flair. They also have a South Africa flair. So there's prophecies from all over the world, but the common denominator I could find out was these animals are about severe change on the earth. Now, when I started working with Zuana and a couple other people who have white animals, and I talked to people with white dolphins, white peacocks, I mean, there's like so many white animals on the planet. They're also, their prophecies speak of major change coming, that the white animals will start showing up when the world is going through a change.
Yeah.
And of course, the Hopis talk about the time of change is when the Kachina, when the blue Kachina planet is seen, and then the red star comes and destruction. They have kind of a doom and gloom. But so, you know, people responded to the Mayan calendar, when the calendar ends out, does the world end? And of course it didn't. So I think that there's a little bit more about the prophecy of the blue Kachina and the red Kachina, and what does the buffaloes have to do about that? Well, according to the Hopi prophecy, as many buffaloes, white buffaloes, as more of all the continents are going to change. Now, we ourselves have lost five white buffaloes, and so I know that their times are running out. So we're doing whatever we can do to keep saving these animals or giving them the most protection we can give. And it seems like disease is triggering some of them. Greed is tricking some of them. So all these things are coming ahead. And, of course, when we moved from Bend down to California, that's when I really saw the big shift happening. And, of course, you're seeing it. The prophecies coming to life. I mean, it talks about a world leader coming with destruction. I personally think that was the times of George Bush. You know, that's just how I felt, because I was at the Grand Canyon when all these horrible things were happening, so I had a focus on that. But then as I see us grow, and then the first, finally, we had peace having the first black president, and a huge prophecy was unfulfilled.
Well, wait a minute, Cynthia.
Butcher made it.
I wouldn't say that we've had peace. I mean, Obama did, you know, get us out of Iraq, and he did... You know, he's kind of...
He was a symbol of hope. He really wasn't a symbol of peace. He was a symbol of hope.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like he's been a symbol of...
He's been getting off on ordering drone strikes and watching these hellfires take out, you know, whole groups of people and stuff. You know, I do kind of have a problem with him being called the, you know... anything having to do with peace, and the fact that he got
into peace, I'm talking about his time period. I'm not saying what he did in his politics. Okay, I don't really care about politics. I don't care about what presidents have done, because they've been forced to do things through government and done. I'm talking about the symbolicism. That moment when he came into elections, I got to see a culture really feeling proud and worked hard to achieve something as great as being a president, honoring that moment.
Yeah,
and he's brought hope. What other, the other end of it, ugly. I mean, they're all, every president has ugly. I mean, it's just there. Now you're coming into where that cycle has now ended, and now we're coming into this new cycle, and this is where they say that the Antichrist is here. and he's projecting things. It's kind of like, I forgot, what is the tribal one for, or, you know, when the destruction guy comes, he starts hitting his rattles and changing the world. Well, I think that's what Trump represents. He's going to change dramatically the world, and hopefully we'll survive it, you know. But, I mean, it's really scary. I look around, and what I'm seeing isn't the fear of the adults. It's not the adults. The adults are pissed. They're mad at everything. But what I'm seeing is the intensity fear around this planet, because I've been walking into schools and talking about buffaloes, and they keep going, are the buffaloes going to save us from Trump? What a weird question a child just say to me. I'm like, I don't
I don't understand. You are in Northern California. And
well, no, I got that in Michigan, New York. I got that in Texas. I got that in Colorado, New Mexico.
Let's pull it away from politics for a minute. Let's pull it away from the politics. And first of all, let's kind of define what we mean by white animals. Now, people are hearing, some of our listeners are probably going, well, what's the big deal? There's albinos, you know, one out of a million or whatever is albino. What's the big deal? And we have to.
These aren't albino.
Yeah, they're not
albino. Ours are not albino.
That's important. We need to define our terms. Before we can't assume that people know what we're talking about. You know, please understand, people, these are not albino animals. These are animals that don't have the recessive gene, that don't have pink eyes and lack of pigmentation. These are animals that are actually born solid white. And in the case of the buffalo, they actually are born white, but then they go through a distinct color change. They go from white to beige, beige to brown, brown to red, red to black. And then back to red, back to brown, back to beige, back to white. And it takes somewhere between a year and 2 years for them to go through the color change. And then they remain a white or a slightly off-white for the rest of their lives. They have brown eyes. They have normal colors.
We have a couple different prophecy colors. We have the prophecy of the Lakota, which talks about it being born white, and then it goes to the four colors, and then it stays brown. You have the Hopi, where the buffalo will turn black, which is part of the Mayan, which we have one of those. And then we have two of them that are kind of a brownish mixed color. And then we have white whites. We have ultra whites, we have silver whites, and we have gray whites. Now,
let's
we have
it. Cynthia, got a break.
Yeah.
We're going to have to just continue that breakdown in our next segment.
That's okay. Yeah.
That's fine.
I'm just throwing this out because I'm not getting any guidelines. So I figure you'll either go with it or you won't, and we'll go to whatever you want.
Very good.
I'm just going to keep going.
Very good. With Gene and Chris, you're in.
Podcast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's ROCKOIDS.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.